So many of you know that near the top of Dale Carnegie's list of how to win friends and influence people is the advice to carry a genuine smile and to use it often. Well, 90 years after he wrote that classic book, science has discovered that smiling has a tremendous impact on our happiness, our health, and even our success. In fact, the science behind smiling is so powerful, so compelling, so clear, that I've even, I know this is going to sound weird, started practicing smiling in the mirror first thing in the morning. Of course, after my morning coffee. Science has found that smiling actually changes our brain. It stimulates a reward mechanism in the brain that even chocolate can't match. So science has known for a long time that when our brain feels good, feels joy, it sends a signal for the face to smile. And now we know that the reverse is also true. By simply making yourself smile, we can send a signal to the brain that tells us to feel joy. And so it becomes this loop. We get that? We can tell our brain to feel good by smiling. So, and why do this? Well, smiling leads to reduced stress hormones that have been shown to negatively impact both your physical and mental health. There are famous yearbook studies that follow up people who have genuine smiles in their yearbooks, sort of longitudinal studies that follow these people up and have discovered that those who had genuine smiles in their yearbook lived 7 years longer on average than those who weren't smiling. In fact, they led happier lives, they had fewer setbacks, and had more successful marriages. So what do I mean by a genuine smile? Well, there are basically two types of smiles. One where only the corner of the mouth turns up, and another where, in addition to the mouth turning up, the eyes smile as well. They're literally called the mouth corner smile and the eye socket smile. The brains of others who know the difference between the two, all of us, that is, our brains react with pleasure when we see the eye socket smile and don't respond to the mouth corner smile, which is really interesting. How much do you smile? Do you feel too stressed in your day to smile? Do you feel too busy? If so, you are impacting your own life and the lives of others in your office. Next week, I'll give you some tips on how to smile more regularly. Until then, practice smiling the eye socket smile this week and let me know how it impacts you and others.